This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Monday, 25 March, in the year of our Lord, 2024, is the beginning of Holy Week. Dave Brad joins. I don't want to make the analogy that, boy, Trump's in New York City, the equivalent of the United States of the New Jerusalem. No, maybe I'll make that argument later. But President Trump, they're there to destroy him today. Remember, they can't make arguments that it's better under them because it's not better. You know it's not better, and you know the fix is in. Reuters is now reporting they're going to lower interest rates to save Biden. Oh, you can't make this up. Gold, I think the last time we checked, gold opened this morning at 2201. That's an all-time high. We are not here to give you financial advice. I don't do that, even with family members, right? You are here. What we do, though, is do a lot of macro. We do a lot of capital markets, a lot of macroeconomics. I mean, Brad, who's one of the best men I've ever met, a great guy, was a great congressman, and his election beating in a primary, Eric Cantor, was really one of the seminal events of this entire populist revolt and really changed history because the amnesty bills they were working at the time that would have gotten jammed through because we didn't have the strength back then, that would have gotten jammed through, stopped because of Dave Brat and his personal courage. But Dave Brat's also one of the smartest economic minds I've met, and that's one of the reasons we have Dave Brat and we have Jason Trenner, we have Scott Bessent, we have Dr. Peter Navarro, who's currently can't be on the show because he's in prison. Think about that for a second. A man has done as much for his country as Dr. Navarro is in prison right now for standing up to Nancy Pelosi. Think about that. He's in prison. Not in a jail. He's in prison. To Peter Navarro, 70-some years old. They put him in prison. Just want you to think about that. You don't think they're coming to destroy everybody? They got Rudy in bankruptcy. They're trying to put Mike Lindell in bankruptcy. They got Trump. They're trying to put Trump in bankruptcy and put Trump in prison for 700, 800 years. Keith Olbermann and Morning Joe and that crowd wouldn't want Trump to die in prison. Of course they want him to die in prison. And they hope they're doing this. They hope by doing this to the leaders of this movement, they're intimidating everybody else. What they've done is the exact opposite reaction. The exact opposite reaction. People are ready for a fight. Let's go. Let's throw down. What do you show me what you got? I like the folks on our side of the football. And here's what's so inside their head now. That everything they've tried and every aspect they tried it, not only is not working, it's having the exact opposite impact because you're relentless. And here's why. For the first time, even more so than with the with William Jennings Bryan in the populist movement in the late 19th century, which, remember, they came up with the Federal Reserve and taxes and everything possible to shut that down, okay? With doing all the, even more so, this, the people have more empowerment than ever, and they're getting more empowered. This is why the whole Axios article is so important, because we've destroyed the, what I said, remember, right in the White House, I said, hey, it's not the Democratic Party we're against, it's the media. The media is the Democratic Party. The media is the propaganda inextricably woven into the lords of easy money on Wall Street, to the corporatists and to the sociopathic overlords in Silicon Valley. It's the media that's the connective tissue, and that's what they go on offense about. And you could see that in the Trump administration. The deep state would have virtually half of its power if it didn't have the media with them to be able to drive narratives and to cover for them. So what they've done now, if they hit you with everything, and you get more and more and more powerful every day because you get more information. And now you realize, hey, if it's a precinct committeeman, or if it's a school board, or if it's becoming a social media warrior and sharing on social media, like every other aspect, going to the RNC convention, every aspect, you're getting more and more empowered. You're not passive, just sitting there watching Fox all day long with the white noise of Fox in the background. You're activated. You're a cadre. This every revolutionary movement has to have this. And hey, we've got it, and it's you. And that's what they hate. That's why they're trying to put, they hope in putting Trump in jail and stripping Trump of his resources, they destroy Trump. And destroy Trump, all of a sudden you have no hero, you have no leader, and that you're just going to crumble. Well, you've had Trump's back. You're propelling Trump forward with your energy. And Trump understands this. President Trump understands this. This is why the beginning of the comeback is when he went to CPAC in March, I think it was, that first CPAC down in Orlando. And the folks that turned out and the energy and said, we got you, we're with you, number one. And it was Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swan. As much as people hate some of the reporting, they're two of the smartest out there. And they said in that article came out a month ago, the most important thing has been said. They said if Trump had done what the Republican establishment wanted to do, if he had genuflected and said, yes, I lost and we'll get him next time, it was close. If he had done that, if he had given up on his core beliefs that he knew in his heart that this was stolen and he was going to avenge that because he was not going to let this country deal with the regime that had gone out and stolen a presidential election, then we're not a republic. If Trump had done that, none of this would have happened. There would have been no comeback. We wouldn't be here today. We'd be looking at, you know, Ron DeSantis getting crushed by Joe Biden or a tricky Nikki or some other bozo from the neoliberal, neoconservative wing, you know, all 10 of them wing of the Republican Party. But that didn't happen. That's why today is to celebrate what's going on in New York City, to celebrate it. This is what they can't beat Trump and they can't beat MAGA and they can't beat the deplorables any other way, but just basically throwing out the rule of law and trying to come with him totally like the Moscow show trials. Well, we saw where'd the Bolsheviks end up? Where'd the Soviets end up? Where'd they end up? They ended up in the trash heap of history, just like the teacher James is going to end up in the trash heap of history, and Bragg, and Adams, and Garland, and Jack Smith, all of it. We're winning, and that's what they're freaking out about. And they're going to get nastier. They're just not going to sit there and pat you on the head. Just because you show up, you're 5 or 6 points up, just because you blow them out in Michigan, just don't think that they're going to say, okay, well, we lost Michigan. No. They still control. They've got the governors. They're going to do everything. These people cannot, let me repeat this. They cannot win unless they cheat. They cannot beat Trump unless they steal it. And people say, you can't say that. You know, there's certain, you know, college graduate suburban women who don't like that. You know, or every election is about the future. Screw you. The election's about the here and now and what direction you're taking in the future. But what's got you here and where you are now? Everybody, it's about the future. You know why they say that? Because then they can just give you happy talk on top. Oh, it's about liberty and freedom and capitalism and democracy. And they're just happy talk. Because they don't want to talk about facts. They don't want to talk about the way the systems run. They don't want to talk about how you're getting screwed every day. And it's all on your shoulders. They don't want to talk about that. Look at what happened last week and how they presented this. Oh, we had wins. We had wins. The LGBT flag is not flown on our embassies. There's 800 more ICE beds. The nonsense. We had wins. We took $15 billion off the IRS. We had a win. All of it lies. All of it's phony. Completely and totally. Completely and totally. There couldn't be a better way to start Holy Week. There could not be a better way in Holy Week than what they're trying to do to President Trump in New York City. Because now, and I keep saying, how do you think Trump came back with no money? Remember, the campaign has no money. The RNC has no money. The PACs have virtually no money. Biden's got $2 billion. How is Trump leading? It's because he can walk to the microphone today and explain what's going on, and people see it, even low-information voters, people who don't pay attention to this that often, don't watch War Room or don't go to Revolver News or don't go to Citizens Free Press, don't go to Gateway Pundit, don't read Matt Boyle over at Breitbart. People that are not aligned with us, people that really don't even understand what MAGA's about. They just think it's a bunch of white nationalists because they've been told it's a bunch of white nationalists, a bunch of Christian nationalists. They see American people are plenty smart. They see what's going on. Why do you think we're getting almost 50% of black males are with us? Why do you think Hispanic males, we can get 50% of the Hispanic vote? These people are not dumb. They're smart. They see what's going on. They look around their cities. They can't make a living. They can't afford groceries. They have to gap it with a credit card they can't pay off. Then they get in credit card debt. They're going to kick to the curb and put into bankruptcy. or have their credit rating so bad they can't get a, they can't get a mortgage or can't get an auto loan in the future or can't get hired. They understand what's going on. That's the power of Trump. This is where they said, oh, well, you got to move past Trump. Trump's got to be a kingmaker. We need a Glenn Youngkin. That's what we need. Are you kidding me? Do you think, first off, do you think Glenn Youngkin or DeSantis or the Tricky Nicky, any of those people, any of that cast of characters is going to take on the administrative state and the deep state and take on Wall Street and take on the sociopathic overlords in Silicon Valley, besides taking on the KGB in Moscow, the CCP in Beijing, the mullahs in Persia, right? And the Muslim Brotherhood franchisee down in Gaza called Hamas, or the Persian-backed rebels in the Red Sea, or stop the invasion, or stop the madness on the spending. Trump's providential. He's not perfect. He's far from perfect. He's far, far, far from perfect, but he's providential. He's here in this time and place for a reason. For a reason. Could anybody else, can you understand in 16, we were slightly shambolic, right? We were as bad as organized as you can get, but we had no money. We had a plane. We had a man. And we had a message, right? And the American people were ready for it, because they could understand that what Hillary Clinton represented was the managed decline of the country, the managed decline of the country. And they could see it in every aspect of their lives, whether it was education, culturally, financially, economically, civically. They could see it. They could feel it. Because why? The American people have common sense. That's been passed down for generation to generation. Now it's quite different. That's why the big steal is providential. This is all God's plan. It's providential. Because we wouldn't have seen how radical they are to all been behind the scenes. Now you it's so up in your face, the targeting of the traditional family, the targeting of the educational system, the targeting of the children, as every Marxist revolution since the French Revolution. Right before they even had Marx, they go after the traditional family. They go after the kids. They have to turn the kids. They have to break the family. We're going to have Michelle Moore on here in a little bit, who's running to be the superintendent of public education in North Carolina. That's her fight. And man, oh man, oh man, let me tell you, in North Carolina, they are out to destroy her, and they're out to destroy Lieutenant Governor Robinson. Why? Because they are talking truth to power. And the apparatus is just not going to sit there and go, oh, you want to make changes? You want to get back to what this country was based upon and founded upon, and the principles and the values, particularly the values of the family? You want to do that? You want to make sure kids are actually educated so they can actually perform in a post-industrial economy? No. We want to use these as indoctrination centers. It's the old Marxist playbook that they're running. That's what the steal in 2020 was, providential. And of course, Trump responded as your hero is going to respond. He didn't slink away to Mar-a-Lago and say and do what the Republican establishment wanted him to do, which was just bend a knee, take it, you know, do it and be a kingmaker. You can select who the next one's going to be. He said, hell with that. Screw that. He's coming back. And you know why he said screw that? Because of you. You said, we have your back. You are our champion. We saw what you did in the first term. And it was magnificent. You gave us 3 years of peace and prosperity before hit with a Chinese Communist Party bioweapon. Right, to take you out and to break your governance. But you gave us 3 years of peace and prosperity. Think about it. With as many gangsters on the world stage, the gangsters in Moscow, the KGB, the CCP in Beijing, the mullahs in Persia, our enemies are not the Chinese people, not Lao Beijing. Our enemies are not the Russian people. The Chinese people and the Russian people were the American people's greatest allies in the war that mattered in the mid-20th century, the bloodiest war in mankind's history. They were our allies, not the elites of Europe. Are you kidding me? Half of them were fascists that were fighting us, and the other half were Quislings. You had a handful. You had the Brits. You had a couple of guys in France. You had some in Poland, a couple in Hungary. No. The day of reckoning is coming. There could not be a better way to start Holy Week. Dave Bratt, Michelle Morrow. We're going to have a great show. Maybe I'll turn the mic over to somebody. We're leaving, going out with the world turned upside down. Cornwallis, in a great gesture, played it on the day of his surrender at Yorktown. and 7.
The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out, higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
Well, what about this idea that the 2020 election was stolen? You think that these companies should allow people to say that, and individuals can make up their own mind, and that there should be...
I think the American people are smart. Look, I've not said that. What I've said is there were concerns about the 2020 election. I think Americans agree with that.
No, they don't.
You don't think they think there were concerns with the 2020 election?
Most people don't question the result. That's all I'm saying. They don't question whether Biden won or not. Right? Right. Most people don't question the outcome.
Right.
Jim. Yo, bro. Jim, I love me some Jim Jordan. That was no, that's incorrect. She's an airhead. She's always been an airhead. Remember she did the Wuhan lab? What we ought to do is get Natalie to do a supercuts of Leslie Stahl in Wuhan with Peter Daszak. Maybe we'll task Natalie to do that. No, Jim. Rana, wrong answer. Brother Jordan, wrong answer. What'd she say? Most people? No. Look at the exit polls in Ohio. Just the exit polls of registered Republican primary voters. 63%. And that's what, remember, we've been banned in perpetuity on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, the free speech absolutist Twitter. Yep, banned in perpetuity. All of it. Spotify out. The Axios refers to us as a juggernaut, right? A juggernaut. We're on Real America's Voice, and they've got us everywhere, right? But it's all these kind of micro distributions. And, of course, John Frederick Radio. And the podcast is always, I don't know, number 2 or 3 in the country on Apple and iHeart and others. But we're banned on 80% of the distribution in the country. We're banned. So you can't say this on Newsmax, won't talk about it. Fox won't talk about it. None of the conservative, and of course, the mainstream media says the exact opposite. How does all of a sudden 2/3 of Republican voters say he's illegitimate? Have you heard that word before? Illegitimate. I think you first heard that word on War Room. He's illegitimate. Close to high noon on the 20th of January, 2021. He's illegitimate. That elections have consequences in stolen elections. The operant word there, ladies and gentlemen, is stolen, have catastrophic consequences. Let's go now to, I got Brat. We got so much to go through. Holy Week. We got to talk about misinformation, disinformation. And Brat, as always, is bringing charts to show you the lies that they're trying to spin you. This is why Biden is so upside down the economy, because they keep selling the super positive Morning in America story, and it's not sellable because the lived experience of the folks that have to live it sucks. Let's bring in Michelle Morrow. Michelle Morrow, you're running for superintendent of, public education in the state of North Carolina, the great Tar Heel State. Man, they are. Why are they hating on you so much? You and Lieutenant Governor Robinson are the two people in this cycle that they have really gone after. Why do they fear you? Why do they hate you, ma'am?
I think that the Democrats know that North Carolina is their top swing state because we have so many unaffiliated voters. And the other thing is, I've been speaking truth in talking about how we want to get back to the basics of education and exposing what's been happening in our schools, the failures of the left in the radical agendas and the political and sexual and racially explicit stuff that's poisoning our children's minds and keeping them from getting a good education. CNN has been the media arm of the DNC for a time. We've seen for years that they have lied and smeared President Trump in an effort to destroy him. And I think I'm just next on the hit parade.
So here's what I understand. If you look at the research triangle, if you look at the great universities, Duke, Wake Forest, University of North Carolina, North Carolina State, and it hurts me to say this as a Virginian, right? But you could argue, and I think this is even more important than being a swing state, you could see, because so many people want to move to the South, right, that you could see that even more than up at 128, Route 128 near MIT and Harvard in Boston, that this could really be the next Austin. This could be the next major, major node of technology, and that education is so important. So with all those folks and smart people and they want their kids to get ahead, why is this even a question? Why is it a question when you want to get back to the basics in education and your opponents are all about the propaganda and the grooming and all that? Why are voters in North Carolina, why is this controversial at all?
It's controversial because the left understands that education is the most uniting issue in our state and around this country. Regardless of your race, your religion, or your politics, people are concerned that our children are not getting the education that they deserve. And so the only thing that the left has is to slander. They don't want to hear solutions. They don't want people to hear how we're going to actually get back to safety in our schools and academic excellence and fiscal sanity. So they must drown out the solution-minded people, the people who are actually bringing people together to make this state be the best educational system in the nation and an example for everybody to follow. They are desperate to detract from the radical opponent that the Democrats have put up against me in this race. This is the farthest left extreme candidate that they've ever thought about putting out in up for superintendent. This man has spent 6 years leading a far left NGO that has given thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to bringing illegal aliens here to North Carolina. He is the one who wrote the checks that were responsible for the BLM riots that destroyed businesses in towns and cities across North Carolina. He is he's fully supportive of CRT and DEI and pushing it into every aspect of our K-12 system. The left is desperate that the people of North Carolina not know that if he is put in power, if my opponent is given this position, our educational system and as a result, our state will be unrecognizable in the next 2 years. We will be California 2.0 before we can blink an eye.
That's my point about it. You have the opportunity to be, because people are leaving Silicon Valley to Austin, but this could be the next great note if you get the education taken care of. Take a minute or two and just make, what's your pitch for people that are in the middle or maybe even on the left, center left, but have children and are concerned about North Carolina's future? What's your elevator pitch to people?
My elevator pitch is that our schools should be the safest buildings in the state. Right now, there has been an 84% increase in crimes and violence that's been reported in our schools in the last 5 years. We have over 1,500 teachers that just in the last year were assaulted in the classroom. Children cannot learn, and teachers cannot teach if our students are not safe. And so that is a huge priority. As I've traveled the state, that is an issue on the hearts and minds of every family in North Carolina. Second, the goal should be academic excellence. We need to use our classroom time. We need to use our budget in order to prepare our children to be critically thinking, to be problem solvers, to be able to read and write and do math. You know, when I tell parents across North Carolina that only 25% of our eighth graders last year were proficient, just proficient in math, reading, or science, and we say, what is happening? Our children are not going to have a future. They're not going to be able to compete in the world market that we find ourselves in. If we cannot train up our children to be able to be the leaders of the future, to be innovative, to be the new business leaders, to be our, you know, our elected officials, to be the workforce that has a strong work ethic and honestly loves America and understands that it is a blessing and also a responsibility to be a citizen in the greatest country in the history of the world. That's what our public schools should be promoting: academic excellence and character development and career preparedness. That's what I want to bring. I want to collaborate with those others that are already in elected positions. I've already been successful as an education advocate for the last 5 years. I was successful in lobbying for things like the Parental Bill of Rights and fairness in women's sports and protecting the medical health of minors in North Carolina. I want to take that and I want to transform our schools back to places of academic excellence, safety, and fiscal sanity.
Michelle Moore, where do people find out more about you, more about your campaign, more about your efforts to make sure that these schools are safe places, nurturing places, and that North Carolina can get back to being one of the leaders in the nation in public education? Where do they go?
My website is Morrow, M-O-R-R-O-W, the number 4NC.com. They can go there, and really, this is a team effort. Just as you have been empowering people around the nation to stand up and to protect our freedoms and to fight back against this radical takeover that seeks to destroy the United States of America, we need people around the nation, because this is not just an issue here in North Carolina. This is happening in every state in our union. And so if you would go to my website, follow me, you can find me on social media, you can get my emails, because we're going to be having town halls in the next 8 months throughout North Carolina. So I can hear from the people of North Carolina about how I can help to change what's happening in your school systems and make every child successful and hopeful about their future.
Okay, I want everybody to pile into that site right now, and we look forward to having you back on and finding out how it's going for you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Fight on, ma'am. That's a fighter right there. That's courage. That is moral courage, because they are trying to destroy her. They're trying to destroy Lieutenant Governor Robinson. They're trying to destroy Morrow, who's running for superintendent of public education, just like they're trying to destroy Trump. Breaking news, they've dropped, as I predicted today on the Sid Rosenberg show on WABC, that they were going to work out something. They have dropped the bail, President Trump, down to $175 million. More about that when we come back from the break. Gold is over a record high of $2,000. We don't give you personal financial advice, but we strongly recommend more than ever you go to Birch Gold, birchgold.com/Bannon. Philip Patrick and the team, it's time now for your financial future. You had Philip and the team walk you through why is gold at all-time highs. We give you the macro here. They'll give you the micro there. birchgold.com/Bannon. Talk to Philip Patrick and the team at Birch Gold. Short break. Dave Bratt on the other side.
I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money in our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to rickardswarroom.com. That's rickardswarroom.com now to see the video.
Okay, welcome back. The world turned upside down. the world turned upside down. And is it ever? Was it bottom log on top? The people in this country, the MAGA movement, the deplorables, you have risen and said, just like Morris said right there, you're not going to let them just take your country. You're not going to let them destroy your country. This country, this constitutional republic, was bequeathed to us on the work and the sacrifice of generation after generation after generation. And you're just not going to sit there on your watch and say, okay, well, if these radical neo-Marxists want to do this, I guess they're just going to do it. No, they're not going to do it. They're losing. This is why they're getting more and more desperate. They're in total meltdown now because the appeals court in New York dropped the $500 million down to $175. It's still redonkulous, but you see that they can't even justify it. That's a slap in the face to the judge and Letitia James. And now they have the judge going through about the withholding of evidence from Trump, and they're trying to work that out now. Even President Trump is supposed to come out, and I think Jason said that they're going to try to make a statement around 1 o'clock, I think, from 40 Wall Street. So we'll be covering that. Dave Brett, what a way to kick off Holy Week. Your thoughts, sir?
You're on target. The conflux of all of this stuff put together is just stunning to the average American. I always like this phrase that Americans are liberal in ideas, but conservative in institutions. And the Judeo-Christian tradition is the highest of the heights in both of those realms, right? Of course, in Holy Week, in the Christian tradition, Jesus Christ, very God of very God, comes to earth in flesh, born in a manger, crucified, God Almighty, the Trinity, crucified on a tree, rises from the dead 3 days, and now in heaven with the Father. That's the idea, the Godhead, but the Godhead came down to be with us in flesh, and that's what matters. And so if you know, the political views are just my own, but the institutions are all under attack right now. You just heard more of the moms. They can't teach Christianity or any system of ethics in schools right now. In fact, K-12 and higher ed, they don't even know what systems of ethics are. They just say ethics is doing good and good is good. And that's a tautology. So it means nothing, right? They don't know what any system of ethics. So our kids have grown up for 20 or 30 years without any moral compass whatsoever. This is what we're doing. Right. And then when it comes to Trump, et cetera, look at JFK. It's just a perfect archetype for this kind of thing. You know, you got Camelot, you know, liberal in ideas. Americans love that Camelot stuff. Then assassinated. And by whom? And everybody now, the American people are waking up to this. Right. The institutions, they're finding out, the CIA, the FBI, the coup d'etats. If you think this country has just had 3 or 4 coup d'etats, you're sadly mistaken. It's more like 30 to 40. And the American people, I'm starting to see them out on YouTube. The American people are connecting the dots. And President Trump, what's going on there, right? So the idea of the presidency, whether you like him or not, the institution is under attack. You have the leading candidate in the party who's likely going to win the presidency. Getting attacked. His legal private property rights are under attack. There's lawfare. The Supreme Court Justice Roberts, I think he needs to learn the difference between picking a law and defending the rule of law. The rule of law is under attack, right? Peter Navarro's in prison not because of a law. It's because Article I, the Congress, put together a phony committee. How do you know that's a phony committee, Chief Justice Roberts? You know it's a phony committee because the two Republicans that were on it were deselected by the American people. So if anybody likes democracy in our key institutions, you might want to pay attention to not a single law, but the rule of law. All of these things are under attack right now. The economics I'll get to. But this is the meaning of Holy Week, right? We aim in the Judeo-Christian tradition for the highest of the heights. But of course, when you implement any human system, it's grounded in Genesis 3 and the fall of humanity. And then the left says, well, see, you're not perfect. Well, we're going to come get you. What system have you invented? What have you put in place? Nothing, zero, nada. We did everything. The Judeo-Christian tradition put into place the democracy in the modern period, the republic, the idea of the rule of law, put in place in the Constitution. We, the Judeo-Christian West, came up uniquely with human rights language to protect minorities. That's why we don't like democracy in the narrow sense. We want a republic which protects all minorities. And the left is calling us, you know, white rural rage and all this stuff. I am that. I'm from a town of 10,000. And I resent it. They're taking on 100 million Americans. Institutions matter. The Judeo-Christian folks are catching on to all this, and they're hardening their positions now. They've been accommodating to all of this mess, and we're sick of it. It's over.
Remember, in the arc of the story of the Gospel of Mark, it starts very early, where Christ, for the first time in his teaching, goes into a synagogue, and he draws out one of the demons, because the Gospel of Mark is quite different than the other two synoptics and John. He draws out the demon in one of the men in the synagogue who's possessed by a demon, and the demon's sitting there, you know, yelling to Christ, and he pulls it out, and the people in the temple go, he speaks with authority, that Christ spoke with authority. Right. They didn't know who he was. It's right. Just some guy walking in, and he said, "What thing is this? What new teaching is this?" And he end later with Pontius Pilate, the representative of the Roman Republic, the hegemon, right? This all powerful imperial power, and he looks at Christ and says, "What is truth?" And then washes his hands. What is truth?
Yep.
So that's the arc of the story, and this is why I think people are now saying that the truth is not just what's brought down, because Pilate didn't know. This is some, you know, what the Romans used to say. In Judea, they had messiahs every other week. What makes this guy so special? Right? Why is the Roman? Why is the Jewish apparatus? Why are the Caiaphas and these guys? Why they got to select this guy? Why are they so worried about this guy? Dave, hang on, because I got some financial news we're going to go through. Two things on. And by the way, that's why Birch Gold's at all time high. Don't take it from me. We've been talking about this for 3 or 4 years now. Ask the guys at Birch Gold. Understand for your own personal benefit what's driving this. We talk to you about the macro forces every day, but they're the experts. And of course, now CNBC and, you know, USA Today and Newsmax, they got all these articles about gold and what's happening gold, because it's the inverse of what's happening. We talk about every day about this spending. There's two things, though, that we want to make sure, you know, fear not, because I know a lot of people are getting anxious about this. One is the credit cards, right? One's the credit cards. The other is the taxes. As I tell people, they're both a process. In our financial system, they're both a process. Don't let, and you just saw last week, but he's bragging about, we cut out some money from the IRS. The IRS, particularly with artificial intelligence, and it was Hageman warning the other day, I think it was on Newsmax, she was warning, it might have been John Solomon's show, she was warning about the IRS using artificial intelligence and new cyber tools to go through and go back texturings. Don't fear what's happening. It's just a process. But you got to have advisors. That's where the Tax Network guys, Josh Hanna, joins us. Josh, I just want to make sure people know, because the budget's been approved and these guys are off to the races, and they're not going to get the money from the wealthy. They got this thing they're going to get from billionaires, and they're going to do this. That's all optics. That's performative. That's to let people know, we're going after the billionaires. They're not going after the billionaires, because billionaires got tax accounts, tax lawyers, and they're not going to change the laws, okay? They're coming after you. But that's why I don't want people to fear this, because it's all a process, and you're the guys that kind of can manage the process for them. So talk about, particularly if they get a letter from the IRS, what they should not do immediately and what they should do immediately, and then what's the process?
If they were going after the billionaires, they wouldn't need to hire 10,000 IRS agents this year. So what taxpayers need to understand is, when they get that letter, they are waiving their rights if they're calling the government. The government acknowledges that phone call, that they are waiving their rights, and they are allowing the government to dig through their financials and figure out how quickly they can penalize them, charge them more fees, and get the largest payment possible.
And so what happens if they don't return the call? First, if they don't return the letter, is that going to get them in trouble? Do they got to get to you guys right away? I mean, walk us through the process of what people should do. Because people are just not going to sit there and go, I'm not going to return. The IRS sent me a letter. They must have some questions about my tax returns or my failure to file. What are they supposed to do?
there's always a deadline on those letters, depending on the severity of the letter. It's always best to get on the phone right away with a tax professional. We'll take you through a private conversation and put together a strategy that reduces your tax liability or reduces the penalties or even reduces the payment down so it makes it easier for you to pay it.
And I want to make sure people know that the IRS knows that this is going to – I mean, you actually provide a service they kind of want to have happen because they got to process a lot. They're in the processing business, right? They're not going to single out any one person for abuse if you get on top of the process, right? You're just not going to be able to tell them to go screw themselves. But it is a process. If you get engaged with you guys, just getting the process moving, and they want to get as many people through there as possible, right? Because it's not any one person they're going to select for unique and awful treatment if you get involved and get engaged?
Well, ideally, it's a win-win-win for everybody. They get to close a collection case. We get to obviously help out the client and facilitate a resolution that's best for them. You know, it needs to be a resolution best for both parties, the government and the taxpayer. When you don't have a representative kind of mediating that, you're not going to, you know, you don't know if you're getting the best deal. You don't want to pretend that you know the tax code. You don't want to pretend that you know the procedure. We've saved over $1 billion in tax debt. We know the procedure very well, whether you're self-employed, whether you're on retirement, whether you have the funds to pay it, whether you're in a hardship. We know how to resolve each type of tax issue. We also know how to put together strategies beforehand, before we present things to the IRS, to make sure that everything is legal and handled correctly. Because you never want to give too much information or overstate anything.
Josh, where do people go right now? I want as many people as possible to go over and immerse themselves in the information over Tax Network. Where do they go to talk to you or one of your guys?
They can visit tnusa.com or they can call 800-245-6000. They can call and speak to a tax professional right now. Just takes a few minutes. It's a private phone call. They can fill out a form and schedule an appointment on our website. It's a secure form. All of it's safe and secure and private, and we can schedule a call to see how we can get them help today.
Perfect. And make sure you put promo code Bannon in there too. Josh, you keep helping people. Really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks, brother. I keep telling people this credit card situation and the taxes. Josh has nailed it right there. If they were just going after the billionaires, they're not getting 10,000 agents. They need to get blood from the stone. You would be the stones. So they're coming, but it's a process. And I know so many people that have anxiety about that, have anxiety about the credit cards. You don't need to have anxiety, but it is a process that you have to get engaged in. So just don't think putting it in the drawer is not going to solve the problem. Just be aggressive. Use your agency on this. So go to TNUSA.com today, promo code Bannon, get a special deal. Okay, we're going to take a short commercial break. Dave Bratt is going to pop the bubble. He's going to pop the bubble of the Biden regime that's telling you how good the economy is. Is the economy feeling good to you? Is your lived experience pretty good right now with this economy? Short commercial break. Back with Dave Bratt in a moment.
Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on, grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse. Okay, thank you. Welcome back. Beginning of Holy Week. You wonder how I get so fired up in the morning? Warpath Coffee, warpath.coffee/warroom. Get your discount. Best black dark roast ever made, the Mariner's Blend. But, as you heard from Tej Gill on Saturday, all the other blends roasted here in the United States of America, specially roasted. We took years to pick a coffee partner. This has just been extraordinary. Also, we're getting rave reviews on sacredhumanhealth.com on the grass-fed beef liver. I'll be sharing that with you hopefully this week as I get more organized. But make sure you go to Sacred Human Health to try the grass-fed beef liver. Greatest concentration of nutrients in human or the animal kingdom. Dave Brat. And I don't, Dave, I did so many rants today that I didn't have time to spend time with you as we should on this analysis you come up. But just give me the headline. You're going to be back tomorrow. The headline is they're going to start pushing more happy talk in the economy,
yeah.
Better growth rates. But you've mathematically gone back and deconstructed our growth. And what is, professor, doctor, what is your conclusion, sir?
Yeah, well, the official government estimates, they're bumping up from 1.4 growth to 2 point growth. And then the headline this quarter is going to be 3% economic growth. And the American people are scratching their head. And the reason you're scratching your head is because that includes a $2.5 trillion deficit. So I went back to older studies, right, that had, you know, a trillion deficit in it back in 07, 08. And show that there's basically a 7% difference, right? The effect of that $1 trillion spending per year is 7% difference in growth rates. So if they're announcing 3% growth rates right now, take away 7 and you're really in a recession, minus 4% growth. And these are the big names in the field. This is Alan Blinder at the Fed.
Yeah.
It's one of the largest macro models. I'll show it all to you tomorrow. You'll understand what's going on.
But this is why I say when the lords of easy money, the corporatists and the sociopathic overlords in Silicon Valley, when they're telling you this has to happen, they understand that the whole apparatus depends on spending, massive deficit spending, massive Keynesian infusion, coupled with a compliant Federal Reserve that continues to print money, fiat currency. Did I mention Birch Gold? Did I mention? Just go. Check it out. Dave, social media, till we get you back on tomorrow. I know you got things you got to get to today.
Yeah. Brat Economics in on Holy Week, right? A light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it, and it will not overcome it. So keep the faith, and I'll see you guys tomorrow morning.
Amen, brother. Thank you so much. One of the great ones out there, Dave Brat. Mike Lindell, you know that as much as they're trying to bankrupt you and destroy MyPella and do everything for election integrity, because the only way they can win is steal it. We know that. But the thing that really irks them about you is how you've changed your life by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal savior. And you also built the Lindell Network, which they hate. They're trying to destroy the Lindell Network every day. It's kicking off. Give me some, before we talk about the company, we got a minute. Give me your perspective. We kicked off Holy Week today with this show. Your thoughts.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, when I started wearing my cross on TV and put out my Christianity right out there and to help people and set up the LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, I was attacked back then, and that hasn't let up. And It's a, we're in a battle, a spiritual battle of biblical proportions, of historical proportions, of evil and good. And, you know, with our faith, we're getting through. And I just, this being with the, you know, the resurrection and you know, God gave us life. Jesus gave his life for us. And they, and this is a huge week, and this is, everybody should be praying, and, God's given us grace. I know people come up to me all the time. They go, Mike, this doesn't feel like grace. I go, oh, but it is. We're in the best time in history to be alive, everybody. This is going to change everything. The course of history, the course we were on, and, just enjoy it. I think everybody just enjoy it. And more people are getting saved every day and coming to Christ. And it's the biggest revival in history. And that to celebrate, Steve, we are doing for the War Room Posse, we're doing our pillows, our biblical pillows here. We've got, you know, you've got the these go anywhere pillows. All the sayings, I'm with God, all things are possible. We've got the kids ones with Noah's Ark, all of, and the Bible stories on the back. You get two of them for $25, everybody. $25, and your whole order will ship for free with promo code WAR. Room, but take advantage of this, the free shipping on all the other products on the website. We're putting so many specials for $25. We've got the 4-pack dish towels. We've got the 6-pack towel sets. We're doing this and celebrating that my pillow's getting through. All my employees are, they're thanking all of the War Room Posse. The biggest bed sheet sales ever. The slides and sandals that just came in, everybody, they're made of a special impact gel. They all just came in. They're $25. They're normally on sale for $50. We're doing exclusive for the War Room Posse, $25. There you see all those 2-pack multi-use my pillows. We've got all the sayings. Here's the children's one. We've got the, like, Noah's Ark here. You read the story on the back, and plus the great patented fill that we have in our pillows. You throw them in the washer and dryer. We've got story of baby Jesus. We've got the Holy Bible. I mean, all these pillows that normally are $39 or $49 a piece, two for $25 for the War Room Posse. And all my operators are downstairs. I came back to Minnesota this week to get a piece, get everything lined up here. And the operators downstairs, I can hear their phones ringing, 800-873-1062, everybody. Tell them you're from the War Room Posse, because it inspires them and it keeps them confident, because they have been attacked. They got attacked again last week. A whole new attack on my pillow, everybody. And we just thank you, it's Steve, and we thank the War Room Posse for giving us confidence and faith to go on and through this fight we're in.
Well, Mike's going to be a big part of our programming Holy Week. We're actually going to have Mike on and talk about his acceptance as Jesus Christ as his personal Savior and what it brought it back from. His story is absolutely amazing, and his dedication as a patriot to his country has been nothing short of extraordinary. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why they're trying to destroy Mike Lindell and trying to destroy MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code WarRoom. MyStore.com, promo code WarRoom. 800-873-1062. Brother Lindell, we will see you this afternoon, sir.
Yep. All right, thanks.
Get back to that factory floor.
You got it.
Okay, Charlie Kirk, named in the Axios story. Jack Posobiec, all next for the next 3 hours on Real America's Voice. You got Tara Dahl, Miranda Kahn coming in hot. Later this afternoon, the War Room's back. We'll see you back here at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, when you will be back in the hub of the War Room. See you.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first,
Chat with a done with debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
That's code War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.